We give thanks to God for our return into the chapel today, Christmas Sunday. And now let us sing to God's praise, hymn number 36. 3-6. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Hymn number 36.
There's three portions, short portions of the word I feel led to read this morning with you. First reading in the Psalms, Psalm number 46, and also then reading in Isaiah 7 and Matthew 1. Beginning with the Psalm number 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. A few verses, friends, in Isaiah chapter 7. In the context, there's a record of how there were wars and conspiracies and much trouble. And the wonderful prophecy then was given of the coming of Christ. And so from the 10th verse to the 14th verse, Isaiah 7. Moreover, the Lord spake again unto Ahaz, saying, ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God. Ask it either in the depths or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. And he said, hear ye now, O house of David. Is it a small thing for you to weary men? But will ye weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The word too in Matthew, friends, the verses from the 18th verse, the first chapter from the 18th verse, Matthew 1 from verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which, being interpreted, is God with us? Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Amen. May the Lord bless his word to us, and may he grant us prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, the great God Jehovah, the true and living God, we do thank thee we come again together on this, what is known and named as Christmas Sunday. You know, with all the years we have gathered together here on this corresponding day, Lord, we feel the solemnity of gathering because another year of our short lives is gone. And Lord, we are nearer eternity, another year nearer eternity, and who can say who nigh? You know, as we meet with one personally feeling the solemnity of death, as there was visited our family, Lord, and taken one of those near and dear to us, Lord, you know, with our sister-in-law's husband taken yesterday. We do hope it is well with him. But Lord, what warnings these are. And Lord, thy word is solemn and pointed. Be ye ready also. Lord, we hope he was ready. But be ye ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour that ye think not. And so we gather, Lord, on this day, which should be, we hope it will be, a blessed, joyous day, as we remember thy holy birth, Lord, thy coming. Oh, those wonderful words, Lord, of prophecy fulfilled. And thou hast come, Lord. And we especially think of the words of the Apostle John in his epistle. And we hope here today we can acknowledge it and feel the wonder of it. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and oh, we may each be able to say, and we are in him that is true. And this is the true God and eternal life. So, Lord, do come today. Come to us each and into us each by the Spirit. Oh, may the Holy Spirit be present here to bless souls, oh, to lead us each into all truth, to teach us. Lord, we come as sinners. We are still sinners. We are troubled with sin, indwelling sin, like as it was in those Old Testament days when the people were looking forward to thy coming, Lord. It was because of sin they needed a Saviour. And we are still in the same need. We need a Saviour. We need thee. We need thee to come again to us, Lord. We need fresh evidences, fresh confirmation that we're thy children. Our burden of sin is continually with us day by day. But, oh Lord, that is all the troubles of our old heart and nature. And oh, we trust by thy grace we are saved, and we have a glorious prospect. And Lord, the great wonder of the favour, Emmanuel, God with us. Oh, may it be blessedly felt today. We believe there was heard our dear friend and brother's prayer, and the prayers offered, Lord, we pray they would send down answers of peace and come and prove us here, Lord, this day that we're thy people. Oh, come and be among us, Lord, in the power and operation of the Spirit. And may the Holy Spirit take of the things of Jesus and reveal them unto us each. We pray especially for the dear children and young people, Lord, who knoweth each one. We pray for them, Lord. Oh, Lord, do in thy mercy bless them. In thy time do work and manifest them, Lord, as thine. Our burden is for them each as children, Lord, but especially for the fact they each have a never-dying soul. Lord, thou hast wonderfully worked here in bringing young ones to know thee and to love thee and some to follow thee. As we look back all the 35 years that we've been coming to the Friends, and now as Lord here, oh, we have seen and witnessed those blessed and brought in. We pray this may be more manifest and proved as time continues. It will quicken souls and make them cry among the families here. Jesus, save me or I die. Let thy work appear to thy servants or thy servants, Lord. And now as we've just had a glance at the list that our Friends have produced of their next year's engagements according to thy will, we pray, Lord, there may be wonderful things done yet. We acknowledge with thankfulness that our Friends could come and gather in their time-honoured sanctuary again. Now, now it's a trial of what has been ongoing with the difficulties of not being able to be in the house of God here. But thou hast provided that favour for them that they could gather and felt comfortable in gathering in the school, we understand. And we pray there may be those things, even a blessing of this season of trouble, Lord, that they've been troubled with, but provision made for them. Oh, are there those things that were done in the school? Oh, are there those here come to gather here in their own house of prayer now? But let them not forget what was done, Lord, in the school when they were gathered there around thy word there and thy servants with them. Oh, Lord, is there one here who had a blessing when in the services in the school? Is there one here who has yet to come and tell of that to the church, even of that time, a time of strange circumstances perhaps, but thou hast servants everywhere, and thou canst work, Lord. Oh, Lord, thou knowest how it is with the Friends, each of them, and the young people. Oh, Lord, what a favour it is if they know the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. We pray for this, Lord. We pray that each and all of those of us gathered here may know thee, oh, and know that thou art with us. We know, Lord, in the way of the prophecy, it means that thou wast to come, the Son of God to come. And like we've sung, Lord, veiled in flesh, the God has seen. How thou didst join thy holy divinity with thy sacred humanity in that wonderful, miraculous way, sin accepted, made in the likeness of men, found in fashion as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. May we be much aware, Lord, as we think of thy nativity, may we be much aware and acknowledge what thou didst come for, what thou didst come to attend to. Oh, we think of it, the ministry of a Friend, one of the younger ministers, Lord, recently at Clifton, and the sweet sacred text, though he were rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Lord, do so come today and favour souls, they may be blessed to know the riches of thy grace. Lord, this is our exercise. we might so know in the favour here in thy house of Emmanuel, God with us. Oh, may it be wonderfully witnessed by the wonderful work and power of the Spirit today that thou art with us, Lord. Lord, thou knowest us in old age. We humbly trust thou art with us. We're looking for that blessed hope, the words of Paul to Titus, and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Saviour, Jesus Christ. We know thou hast come, Lord, as we've acknowledged of John's words. But Lord, thou knowest thou wilt come again. Those words also in John's Gospel, if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. But Lord, not remembering, but continuing to pray for the dear young people. Oh, we are living in such tremendously solemn times, Lord. Do keep them. Do bless them. Do watch over them. Oh, keep them safe, Lord, on the dangerous streets. There are so many terrible things happening. Keep all our dear friends here safe. And help them, Lord, and keep them from the evil of this sin-bewitched world. And Lord, as we're living in so many solemn things happening in these days we're living in. Oh, we think of Israel and all what is happening there in and around Israel. And you know, they are retaliating against that which was terrible come upon them. And Lord, we hope, sympathise and follow Israel. But oh, we do wonder the terrible, tremendous loss of life and so many thousands of souls ushered into eternity. And Lord, in the Ukraine, thy judgments are upon us, Lord. And the virus still is a great trouble. Oh Lord, do come and help us that we may not have it's terrible slavish fear of these things. Lord, there are many solemn signs and things that would bring terror to the mind if we left, Lord, to the carnal mind. But Lord, do help us each to live by faith. Grant us the favour to know and believe in thee, the Son of God, and all what thou hast done, the victory thou hast gained, or sin and death and hell for the church. May we know the favour being in the secret of the favour of thy wonderful saving grace. So bless our friends, especially too. We think of our friends in the midst of the battle, in their lawful callings, their daily lives. Grant them all the grace they need to live in these solemn days, or what they have to do with and attend to. Some in business life, some in occupations where they have too much have to do with the world, though not of the world, in the world but not of the world. And they need the grace, Lord, so to live and to profess their profession and to be kept, Lord. Lord, bless them, help them, keep them safe. Those that travel much, you know, it's our own son who has to do with the management of lorries on the road. He's had three accidents of their lorries this past week. You know, one was a terrible accident where a drunken man caused this bad accident. Lord, thou knowest. Oh, so many dangers. Dangerous is the path we go. But Lord, we think also of the dangers expressed in the epistle, Lord, where we read in the last times, perilous times shall come. And Lord, we know those perils especially are in religion. Oh, it is solemn to have a dead religion. Oh Lord, do save us from that. Give us to be in a exercise in a real religion. Lord, thy religion. The religion that God will own is that one that sets Jesus Christ upon the throne. Oh, Lord, help us. We may be blessed to be true believers in our blessed Lord and Saviour. the gift of the Father. Oh, the operation of the Spirit reveals Christ. We pray, Lord, we may know these holy favours here today, and we may know and feel thy love, Lord. Help us to love thee, Lord, as we would. Oh, we know John has it clear we love him because he first loved us. May we feel the favour of his, of love divine, which all loves excelleth. Come, Lord, thus we beg thee, Lord. Oh, bless us here, each and all together. May thy living family enjoy salvation full and free. Lord, we do at this time specially pray we may have a blessed season. Oh, Lord, what is that which will make up the true favour and blessing, Lord, to thy people? The hymn writer has it sweet, in his presence I am happy. In his presence I'm secure. Lord, do come and grant thy presence here this morning hour. And as we gather, we hope also again this evening. And be with my dear one and our dear people at home, and our dear deacon unwell. Oh, they know it all that are unwell at this time. There are many unwell, some have been unwell. We thank thee for restoring mercies to those who the friends here have been unwell. Oh, Lord, may they know the favour of thy restoring also spiritually if they feel to need it. And Lord, I mourn with loved ones, as we have mentioned, and also there now is my dear friend and sister in the faith, dear Monica. Them knoweth thou took to thyself, my dear cousin, some weeks ago, Lord, it is now, and thou took him home to thyself. And oh, Lord, as we've marched through it, of seeing my dear one, my dear cousin, buried in that very deep grave, made deep enough for three people, oh, how we think of him. That's our destiny, the grave. But, oh, we have hope beyond the grave. Oh, Lord, we know when death comes, the soul takes its flight back to God who gave it. And, oh, as the tree falleth, so it shall lie. Oh, do prepare us, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. I especially think of my dear late cousin's wife and family, Lord. The first Christmas when they do not have their head of the family with them. And Lord, I know it's the friends of Chippenham feel it, as he was a dear godly deacon there. So we mourn with them and pray for them, Lord. Do comfort them with the comfort of thy love. And comfort our own sister-in-law, Lord, my wife's sister, and every friend, and there's been many. As we had our nephew Peter come to visit us on Friday evening, and Lord, I know it's how he spoke of all the funerals there's been in this year. Oh, Lord, we do pray that we may be ready. Oh, do bless the young people that they may be concerned, that they may be ready. For the old must die, the young may die. We hope it is thy will to give them a long life, and they may be blessed, as the psalmist words, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Lord, we pray, Lord, for all these dear souls here. Bless them, Lord. Oh, bless them, teach them, save them, Lord. We pray for our Prime Minister, our government, and His Majesty the King, who tomorrow will give that speech that the Queen has done so many, many years. Oh, Lord, may it be a good speech. We do hope thou wilt teach him and bless him, and oh, that he may be truly made a gracious King. Oh, God. God, save the King. Thy word's part of thy word. God save the King. We pray. Hear us now, dear Lord, in heaven thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest, Lord, forgive and help us as we come to thy word. Help us in further singing thy praises. We ask, begging the forgiveness of our many, many sins. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 39. Come, ye redeemed of the Lord, your grateful tribute bring, and celebrate with one accord the birthday of our King. Hymn number 39.
as the Lord may help me, friends, I would direct you to some words you'll find in the third portion we read in Matthew chapter 1, and in the 23rd verse, the last eight words really my text, Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Friends, we're in a most solemn state and place if God is not with us. And of course, we know this actually means the Lord is here on earth. That was the tidings the shepherds brought. How it was that this wonderful babe, the Son of God, was born in Bethlehem's manger. Oh, how he came in that miraculous way, his holy, sinless birth, the Son of God, found in fashion as a man. And we also read he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Friends, this word, Emmanuel, it's a wonderful word. We know it's found in the Old Testament with the beginning letter I. The same word, meaning the same wondrous truth. Emmanuel, God with us. Oh, the Son of God, come down to this earth on that most greatest, most wonderful purpose ever. And he could come for to save the church, to redeem all those whom God had set his love upon by his sacrifice, his holy blood that he must shed. Oh, found in fashion as a man, so that in the perfect mind and will of God he may redeem the church. Oh, God could and must redeem the church, and the way, the payment to be made, oh, the blood of Jesus Christ to be shed for the redemption of the church. But friends, of course, upon that fact that all the Old Testament sacrifices, all those sacrifices of the ceremonial law could not save souls, could not make the comers thereunto perfect. But Christ, the heavenly Lamb, takes all our sins away, the sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they. So, friends, here today, let me be pointed, but I hope loving and kind. You each of you, friends, and me, myself, we each have a never-dying soul. And that means, in the reality of it, it means that when we die, that is not the end. Oh, the soul takes its flight back to God who gave it. And God has a perfect right to do what he will, according to his holy will, with each soul that is then in eternity in the judgment day. God has set his love upon a number which no man can number. But I think it's right that in every century and decade and every age of time, comparatively, the number of the people of God abiding on earth in their lives is few in comparison to the masses of humanity. We know there are those words of statement in the word where it says at this present all time also there is a remnant unto the according unto the election of grace. But oh, they are a great number, and there'll be a tremendously great throng in heaven at last forever and ever. But oh, friends, thinking of you and me and our standing, our case, our state, how are we? Is God with us? Do we know what we've read in that psalm? The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. And oh, have we been brought to need a refuge? Are we quickened sinners? Are we sinners born of the Spirit? Are we being taught of God? Is God so working in us? For he will be in his people. He'll begin his work and he'll go on to be gracious. He'll carry on his work in his people. And he'll perfectly his work in his people. He'll save them by his grace. He'll wash them, he'll cleanse them, he'll clothe them in the righteousness of Christ, that they may be fit for heaven. Oh, think of how you are, friends, and how I am in our sin. We're not fit for heaven. We are only fit for eternal damnation in our sin. But are we saved from our sin? Are we washed and cleansed and clothed in the righteousness of Christ? This is what we do so much need to know. We need to know and be assured of that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, has cleansed us. We know for the church, it cleanses the church of all sin. Oh, this is what the Lord came for. But friends, especially thinking of and pondering for a while as we would consider how the Old Testament saints were. The Lord gave the prophecy. There were those who were blessed to believe that he would give his only begotten Son, that the Son of God would come, the Messiah would come. And it is in those words of prophecy, several places, particularly there's the two places in Isaiah, in two chapters in Isaiah, especially mention Emmanuel. And also, friends, as of course we move on into the New Testament, where the New Testament saints look back in blessed remembrance of his coming, especially after his sacrifice and death and his glorious resurrection, and the many wonderful ways in which it's acknowledged in the epistles, the apostles' epistles, the apostles of the Lamb, as they wrote epistles and blessed record in them of the coming of Christ and the sacrifice of Christ, the sufferings of Christ. But coming more particularly, friends, to think of it, how it was, as I said, with those Old Testament saints. God was with them. They were living by faith. God was with them, those he had set his love upon and was teaching. They hadn't had that wonderful favour to see Christ. We read of the great cloud of witnesses, those witnesses of the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and how they lived by faith. They were saved by faith. They were landed home. In that way, by faith, but they did not see Christ. They did not witness him here walking on the earth, but God was with them. The Lord of hosts, this is how the psalmist could write it, who could believe it. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. I want to come to points that I believe I can understand and see and realise how those Old Testament saints were. You see, God gave them the faith to believe. They had faith in God. Oh, we know it's exhorted in a number of places, have faith in God. And God gave the faith to them. They lived by faith. And they had trials. They had tribulation. They had afflictions. But those who were true believers, who believed in God and lived by faith, they were blessed to be able to acknowledge, like the psalmist did, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. And so the Old Testament saints were, and they looked for the coming of the Messiah. They lived by faith upon that he would come. And thus their salvation depended upon that he would come and he would redeem the church. And then wonderfully we have that 12th chapter in Hebrews, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Friends, our faith and the favour believing Emmanuel, God with us. God is with us. Can you really feel it today? Oh, I think of how those old Testament saints were. And oh, we have more light really in New Testament times. But friends, do you really and do I really have evidence that God is with us? The Lord of hosts is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Because if he's not with us, that is very, very solemn. We're in a very, very solemn, awfully solemn state if God is not with us. If he has not made known to us something of his wonderful love and mercy. Oh, friends, you've been meeting as a people, I put it to you collectively. You've been meeting in the school and in the schoolroom in the week, and you've had those different circumstances, especially in a situation in the school. But did you feel the Lord was with you? Oh, it wouldn't have been a divine service if he was not. But oh, he's been with you. And I think of it in your trials. Some of you have been unwell. And oh, you feel weakness when you're unwell. And then there may be other things. Some of you in business and things, difficult things. But friends, have you had and do you continue to have the favour of the witness of Emmanuel, God with us? And of course it means the Son of God. And of course if the Son of God is with us, God the Father is with us. And the Blessed Spirit is with us. We know the true God. John, those words I quoted in prayer in his first epistle, that last chapter, he has it very clear and he says, and we know that the Son of God is come. And he hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, meaning the true God Jehovah. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God, an eternal life. Think how John was, and we know that the Son of God is come. But for closer consideration of us each personally, let me put it like this. Has he come to you and for you, friends? Do we have a personal knowledge of Christ and a personal experience of his holy presence, of even his indwelling us? Or has he come to us? Oh, we know that he has come, John said. And surely John knew it. We know, of course, John, the Apostle John, he leaned on the Lord's breast at supper time. He was very close, one of the three closest disciples. We know that the Son of God. But friends, was it he knew, and after those years had passed, Christ had come and had suffered and bled and died, and then led them out to Bethany and ascended up on high, and they were looking back to how they walked and talked with him. We know that the Son of God is come. They had a wonderful favour, much light and understanding of what they personally knew in his presence, and following on from that as they continued in their ministry. You and me, friends, we know that the Son of God is come. I believe if we really know Emmanuel, God with us, it will be from the very time, the day and the time and the place where and when God first met with us. Oh, Emmanuel. Friends, we need to be led into this, to consider this wonders Emmanuel, the glories of Emmanuel, the favours, do we know them in the way of God dealing with us, teaching us? Are you able to remember when the Lord first began to work in you? It's a great favour, not all can. But if you are one who has that, you can acknowledge you are blessed, you are favoured. If you can look back to when God first dealt with you, it may have been you was in trouble, you may have been in affliction, you may have been in some kind of strange circumstance, but it was God's perfect will and time to begin to work. Oh, can you say with the hymn writer, it was not the will of man, my soul's new heavenly birth began? Because the way of knowing Emmanuel is by the work of the Spirit of God beginning a work of grace in the child of God. God makes manifest his people by calling them by his grace. And oh, the wonderful favour of this is a wonderful thing that the child of God is granted, to be able to say, it was not the will of man, my soul's new heavenly birth began. You look back to that time. If you're one who cannot actually look back to the time of a day and a time, a moment perhaps, but you know it was a different season. You come into a different season. The Lord was teaching you. He had begun in you. And though you may not be able to say exactly where it was or when it was, you come into a different kind of exercise. You only had natural exercise, bodily exercise, as every one of humanity do by nature. But then you became to have and be in spiritual exercise. Oh, concern. And more as days went on, to be concerned now regarding your never-dying soul. It may have been at a time of grief in family, a time of grief, or something that you witness of terrible things, or the solemnity of death, because maybe a loved one was taken. But the Lord brought you into concern and the need to pray to God, Lord, have mercy upon me. Oh, Emmanuel, God came by his Spirit and showed you what you were, convinced you of your sin, showed you needed a Saviour, and then by his Spirit revealed Christ. And then the favour when blessed, although you may have had very solemn things under the law of God, but then in mercy given to have a hope, raised to a hope, and then in the wonder of it, hope in Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, the Lord come. He came to you. He revealed himself to you by the Spirit of God, testifying of Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, God with us. And friends, as God's people will be able to commune one with another and confirm it in the way of testimony, God with us, you dear people of the Church of God here at Swavesey. Yes, of course, you have been concerned regarding the building and not being in the building. But God's provided for you in your exercise too for the ministry of the word for next year. The Lord's been with you. You have a good list of ministers. Not that I would say that to in any way I like myself on it, but you know what I mean. You're favoured. You only have one or two vacancies, not many. The Lord of hosts is with you as a people. The Lord of hosts has witnesses with you as you've had those wonderful encouragements. I think back many years now to when my friend and brother David said to me, there'd been so many years and with no baptisms. no one coming forward. But then that time came when the Lord began to open up the way into the church for one and another, whom he blessed, and brought in those precious souls that you are now members here. One dear friend in glory. Oh, thou knowest, Lord, how thou knowest how the Lord worked and wonderfully worked. Emmanuel, God with us. Oh, what you seek for now is a little church to see more God with you, to work, to bless. Very clear and wonderfully loving in our friend's prayer before the service for this. This is the exercise of the little church here. And as friends here have been blessed, as you still outside of the church is praying for you that the Lord will bring you. Oh, you may know, and in this way there may be rejoicing. Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us. God present to bless. Here working to bless souls. Oh, to quicken any young ones or older ones that have been a long, long while in a dead profession of religion. I hope there's none here, but there could be. And I say it in love and faithfulness. You could have been attending the means of grace here for many years and not be a living character spiritually. That's a very solemn state to be in. Oh, may the Lord appear for you. For if you go on without having God with you truly spiritually, you're going to be in hell at last. If you go on to the grave like that. Oh, that the Lord would deal with any that are in a dead profession of religion. For everyone who comes through the doors here and every chapel of our people and all places of worship throughout the world, everyone that goes in to a place of worship makes a profession. But is it a real profession? Are we made real Christians washed in the Redeemer's blood? Do we really have the witness, and are we really witnessing, are we lovingly witnessing that the Lord of hosts is with us, that Emmanuel, God with us, that the Son of God is with us, and if the Son of God is with us, the Father is with us too, and the Blessed Spirit's working to teach us, to bless us, to prepare us for that never-ending eternity which is before us. If we're not prepared, it will be a never-ending eternity in perdition and punishment for our sins in that place where hope and mercy never can come. But if God is with us, if Emmanuel has shed his blood for us, if he has redeemed us, we are going to be in heaven. Friends, I may have said to you, mentioned it before, but a godly deacon in the north, I was very... I'm still and still love him in Christ, and he would greet me, and he would soon say, "We know where we are going." He was favoured with much favour of the presence of Christ, and I trust still is. And though he's in old age and very poorly, but friends, Emmanuel, we could say this to each other: Emmanuel, God with us. I hope I can say and acknowledge it today. God is with me. And you know, thinking of death that will come with every one of us. I tell my family, when that day comes, the Lord takes me. They needn't mourn. They needn't cry. They can rejoice in that. They should know that I'm home in heaven. Because the Lord has done a work in me. He's dealt with me very solemnly at times, but he's wonderfully blessed me. There are those of you here, you can acknowledge it. Oh, Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us. And friends, it's the wonderful favour of knowing the love of God. The love of God, the love of Christ, the love of the Father. Oh, a triune God, a triune Jehovah we bless. God with us. Emmanuel. But perhaps coming more particularly, friends, to consider and acknowledge, though it may be more we are led into it tonight, if the Lord help us. Oh, friends, the dear people, the wonderful tidings, the tidings to the shepherd on the hillside, keeping watch over their flocks by night, and the wonderful tidings, the Lord Jesus Christ is born. Oh, and they went to shine the Lord there in the manger. They saw in the manger the Ancient of Days. He was foretold by the prophets. He prophesied so much in the word, right from Genesis prophecy, through the prophets, and that the Son of God would come. God would provide the remedy for sin. He would give his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. See the soul brought eternal prospect of damnation to the whole of humanity. Oh, I think of it in the theme of the hymn, a friend we had much closeness and love to when we were young. We used to talk about it together. That theme in the hymn, when Adam by transgression's power and conscience fled his maker's face. Oh, he ruined all his future race, and the seeds of evil once brought in increased and filled the world with sin. Well, there's that wonderful verse. The hymn writer got it so blessedly. But lo, the second Adam came, the serpent's subtle head to bruise. He cancels his malicious claim and disappoints his devilish views. Ransoms pure prisoners, poor sinners with his blood. Brings the wanderer back to God. Now, friends, have you been brought by the Spirit's teaching to know you need to have an interest in that wonderful ransom price that was paid by the Son of God? Oh, Emmanuel, come to this earth, God with us, with us for this purpose, here on earth for this purpose, to live that perfect life he lived, and to in living that perfect life fulfill all the law of God and make it honourable on his people's behalf. But then too, to pay the price for sin, to sacrifice himself. Oh, this is what he came for. One of the hymn writers says, this is he, which is God's dear Son, wrapped in humanity to die. And oh, if we can say it, may we be able to say it for crimes that I've done. And may we be led in meditation upon Emmanuel, oh God with us, the Son of God here, in the perfect mind and purpose of God, his Holy Father, our Heavenly Father. Oh, the Father gave his Son, Father gave the Son to die, the willing Son obeyed, the witness he to ratify, that's the Holy Spirit, the purchase Christ has made. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, to save our souls are all concerned, friends. Oh, Emmanuel. Now, in the personal concern and exercise of this that God will give to each of his people, it will be so personal. Did he come for me? Is he my Emmanuel, my elder brother, the Son of God? Oh, Emmanuel, is he with me? Is he my Saviour? Is he my dear Redeemer? Do I know his love? Have I been blessed to know and taste redeeming love? See, if God is with you, it will be, of course, those things of solemn experience whereby God will make you know what a sinner you are. He may solemnly apply his law, and with some of us, we were under the law of God for many, many long months. And that was a terrible time, and yet it was, in God's purpose, a blessed time. But then, wonderfully, I believe those that are brought to be under the law of God and no condemnation, the Lord will, in his time, he will raise them up to a hope in his mercy. Can you trace this in your experience? Can you acknowledge it today and at this Christmas time? And I'll tell you what, it will make you have all the things of tinsel grandeur all be gone, or be nothing to you. And all what we hear of all the awful blasphemy, if we go to trade and commerce in these weeks up to Christmas, the name of Jesus is used in a most solemn way, that will be, as it were, a sad feeling. You'll have a hatred to that. Oh, we're brought to hate those things which are evil and cleave to those things which are good. The Lord, having given us a new heart and nature, and teaching us by his Spirit, in the new heart and nature of the child of God, they are concerned to want to know the Lord and love him and serve him. And things of the ways of the flesh are hated. Oh, the ways of the carnal mind. And so, friends, you have an exercise with blessed faith given, favour to believe and hope in his mercy, favour to seek the Lord while he may be found. Dear young people, go to the word, you'll find it in the word. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. That means while you're alive. And don't put it off thinking you're going to live a long life, for you don't know. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. And let the wicked forsake his ways. You may have those you're friendly with, school friends and so on. I used to have a friend. He was the timber man, wood, who cut down great trees on the big estates at Southall and Old Warden, towing them into the woodyard at Stockfold, which was near the Rehoboth Chapel, a great big area of woodyard, and they great bandsaws there. And I had a very close friend in their son, David. We were prefects together at school, and we left school, and I kept my friendship for some 2 or 3 years. But oh, on the visits, when I visited him, I liked to be in the sheds and looking at the big bandsaws and so on. And he would explain to me, he was involved then in the business with his father and his uncle. But then we go back to his house, and his mother was an ungodly lady. And the things they had on that sad box they had, oh, I couldn't stay. I couldn't keep going, friends. When the Lord began to deal with me, I had to break off the friendship, and occasionally comes to see me if he wants something like a little bit of fertilizer or something. He comes to see me, has done. But you see, I say this to you young people. You may have friends in the world. You can only go along so long with them. You may come to the time you have to separate. Satan's angels cannot, will not love the Saviour's choice. We are called to live a separate life. We are called to part with all to follow Christ. Emmanuel, if Emmanuel is with us, oh, this is such a great wonder of wonders. And what is things of this time state and things of natural friendship compared to Christ? Compared to Christ in all beside, no comeliness I see. The one thing needful, dearest Lord, is to be one with thee. You pray for that blessed sense of his wonderful pardoning love, that wonderful favour the Holy Spirit to bless you, to know your Lord came and suffered, bled and died for you. Amen. Your God with us, the Lord is with you. The Spirit teaching you, blessing you to know and taste redeeming love. These are the wonders of God's grace, the wonders of redeeming love, the love of Christ to me. Friends, oh, may we know it more and more. May we know it at this Christmas time. May we know it, like I might have mentioned before, the late Mr. Barker, a godly minister who lived in Hendon and had his family there. And oh, at Christmas Day, his wife was keen to have all the trappings of Christmas time, the decorations and so on. But after their meal, he went out and went for a walk. He said, "My best beloved came when I got out in the street." And he said, "I skipped up and down those hills of Hendon with my best beloved." May you know the favour of the presence of your best beloved, your Saviour, your Redeemer. May you know Emmanuel, God with us, you families, you dear families. Oh, may you know this favour, Emmanuel, God with us, which is being interpreted. You know who is the blessed interpreter. God is his own interpreter. And he will, by the Spirit, give you light and knowledge, light and understanding. Oh, the Saviour brings light, life and liberty. The Spirit testifies of Christ, takes of the things of Jesus and reveals them unto us. And oh, may we thus in that wonderful favour like the shepherds. Let us go even unto Bethlehem to see this wonderful thing that has come to pass. Oh, to favour the Son of God here. Jesus Christ is here on earth. What tidings they were. We know he's not here now. He's risen, triumphant o'er the grave and ascended up on high. But he can come in the wonderful power an operation and witnessing of the Spirit to his people. He will come to them. We trust he will to us. We trust he's with us, friends. We are favoured to be living upon his merits and casting our care upon him. And he knows and loves his people. He's come for them. He's now in heaven for them in his offices there. Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.
God willing, Sunday school will be at Bethany this afternoon. Mr. Tim Parris is expected to preach on Friday evening in the chapel here, and Mr. James Gudgeon next Lord's Day. And a reminder that Fenstanton Friends hold a Christmas morning service tomorrow at 9:30. I have some copies of Perception magazine here, which I haven't distributed because I wasn't sure where everyone would be sitting today. They are from the 2023 subscription, not 24. If you haven't had your copy, perhaps you'd let me know and I'll give it to you. Our closing hymn is number 1095. 1095. Dearest of all the names above, my Jesus and my God, who can resist thy heavenly love or trifle with thy blood? Hymn 1095.
Dear Lord, do forgive anything thy holy and pure eyes have seen amiss in our service. Do own and bless thy word, Lord, specially grant it to each here, Lord. Each may know thee, Emmanuel, God with us. Oh, thy favour, thy presence, thy abiding presence. Oh, do grant it, Lord. We beg thee and help us that we might live unto thee. Oh, Lord, be with us now. Come up with us this evening. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.